Welcome to the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. If you're ready for a dose of inspiration and insight, then you've come to the right place. My name is Victoria Maskell, and I'm a psychotherapist, mindset coach, and positivity practitioner. I help women just like you to have their own Cinderella stories and transform their mindsets to make their dreams a reality. So if you're a coach, an entrepreneur, or just looking to up-level your life, then this is the podcast for you. I'm going to be talking all things money mindset, manifesting your dream life, and how to use your subconscious to achieve anything you set your mind to. I'm going to be filling these podcast episodes with stories and inspiration for you, things to make you smile, feel supported, and get ready to crush your goals and manifest your dreams. There is no such thing as a coincidence in life. So just by listening to this podcast, you are one step closer to making your dream life, business, and mindset a reality. So if you're ready for today's dose of positivity and prosperity, then let's dive in. Hi everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. We are back, and it's been exactly a month since my last episode, and I cannot believe that. That has gone so quickly. I'm really sorry. Let's just say we've had some computer issues. GarageBand, which I record the podcast in, has not been my friend, but it's okay. We've rebuilt our friendship and I am back with another episode. Now, I just wanted to say thank you so much for all your support in 2023. Thank you for all your messages. Thank you for sending me the secret words. So if you listen to the end of the episodes, there is a secret word. Thank you to everyone who has sent me an Instagram DM, an email, or commented. It honestly means so much to me. This podcast is going to continue into 2024 and beyond. I love it. I am so grateful that you are all here listening, and I hope you've had the most amazing 2023. This episode is actually going to go out on Christmas Eve. So if you celebrate Christmas, or if you are celebrating, if you are celebrating the holidays in some way, I hope you have the most amazing time. Now, in this episode, we are going to be talking about 2024. I think it's fine now to talk about 2024. We're practically at the end of December. It's okay to think about that. Now, I know this is a weird time of year because if you celebrate, you might be having family time. You might feel really excited for 2024. You might feel like, oh my gosh, where has 2023 gone? I haven't achieved all of these things. You might feel under pressure to set massive goals for 2024 just because it's coming to the end of one year. We're going to go into January. I just want to validate whatever you're feeling right now. If you're ready to be motivated and setting goals and powering into January, incredible. If you want to grab a tin of chocolates, put some comfy socks on and pajamas and veg out in front of the TV and just chill out, then amazing. And if you're somewhere in between and you're not really sure what's right for you, then hopefully this podcast episode will sort of help you figure that out. Because I'm going to talk about five ways to manifest your 2024 goals really, really quickly. Now, this probably isn't going to be the goal setting episode that you might think it was going to be. I've taken a slightly different tack with it, or track with it. I don't know what the right word is, because I want this to be a slightly different take on things. Now, let's talk about general goal ideas. Whatever your goal is, that is absolutely amazing. Again, there is so much pressure to set certain types of goals. My personal view is, if you feel like January can be motivational, amazing, fresh start, new you, then capitalize on that. But if the idea of new me, new year makes you feel a bit cringy or a bit like, ugh, it's not for me, then take your own view of it. Use your own mindset, your energy, what works for you, so that 2024 can be incredible, because that's what we want. We want to manifest good things. We want to be in charge of our own realities. And this episode, I'm going to give you five tips on how to do this, how to manifest your goals in 2024, there is a potential, no, it's not a spoiler alert. The first tip is actually, the way I'm going to phrase it, is based on something that I have been watching on Netflix called Love is Blind. Now, you might have heard of it. You might not if you don't watch Netflix. Season 5, I have just watched as I was wrapping all my Christmas presents and kind of doing like life admin, binge watched it. And there was one, oh, I was going to say one character in it. No, they're a real person. One person in this program who I think was the youngest person in the program, certainly to the end of later stages of it. And he was so wise. And he used this phrase that his family used. And I am going to bring that into these 5 tips. So let's get started. The first way to manifest your 2024 goals, whatever they are, is to remember that your perception is your reality. Now, this is actually taken from that Love is Blind season 5 contestant person, lovely individual. And I just heard it and was like, oh, that is so true. That is such a succinct way of saying it. Your perception is your reality. Now, to give you a little bit of context, again, I will try and minimize the spoilers if you are in the middle of watching this or want to watch the season 5 season. I've said season twice now. So this person was potentially having some conflict with his fiance and his fiance's ex. He could have thrown his toys out the pram. He could have been very angry, very upset, very emotional, very all these different things. He listened, he took in the information, and he just calmly explained, well, your perception is your reality. This is how you're seeing things, so that's true for you. This is how I'm seeing things, so that's true for me. And this is how my fiance is seeing things, so that's true for her. And I really recommend you watch the episode. So it's nearer the end of the season, because he's not saying we can't have feelings, we can't have emotions. He's just reminding us all that our reality is created by our perception of situations. And sometimes how someone else in our life perceives things is different, and it's still true for them. So when it comes to manifesting your 2024 goals, I want you to think about how you perceive yourself. Let's start there. How do you perceive yourself as a manifester, as a success magnet, as someone who achieves their goals? Do you perceive yourself to be the person who's pretty good at manifesting? Do you perceive yourself to be the kind of person that tries but doesn't really get the results? Do you perceive yourself to be a lucky person or an unlucky person? Start with the fundamentals of how you perceive yourself, because this perception is going to translate into your reality. So if you're starting the year feeling like, oh, I never get things done, I always procrastinate, I'm not very good at manifesting, I mess things up, then it's likely that that's going to be the reality that continues into this new year. And I'm going to guess that that is not a reality that you necessarily want to continue. I'm going to laugh at myself in that I think, am I a procrastinator? Well, I'm putting this episode out on the 24th of December. I'll leave that there. I'll just leave that there. Then I want you to think about, okay, so I've uncovered my current perception of myself as a manifestor, as a person. What about your perception of some of the key areas around things you might want to manifest? So what is your perception of money? Do you perceive money to be positive, to be negative? Do you perceive money to be something that comes into your life and goes out just as quickly? Do you perceive money to be something that you feel good around? You feel deserving, you feel worthy, you feel safe having and talking about, or not? And then keep asking yourself these questions. What is my perception of my skill set? Maybe in 2024, one of the things you want to manifest is a new job. Maybe you want to pivot into a new career or a new business. Maybe you want to start a business. Well, what is your perception of starting a business? What is your perception of having a coaching business or an online business or selling products? What is your perception of the type of person who gets that dream job role that you might already have on your 2024 vision board? Because if your perception is out of alignment with the reality you want to manifest, you're going to make things really difficult for yourself. Because the perception of money, jobs, businesses, love, relationships, your health, your body is going to play a massive part in the reality that you create. And you know, if you listen to these episodes, I am such an advocate for focusing on that we get to create our reality. We get to choose what we want to see. Now, does it mean we choose and then overnight it drops into our lap? First thing in the morning, we see everything we want? No, not necessarily, because there is action involved. There is time involved. And obviously time is a slightly made up concept, but that's for another episode. So I want you to think about choosing. I want you to think about choosing your perception of a situation. How do you choose to see money? How do you choose to see your body? How do you choose to see the potential that lies ahead for 2024? And maybe this involves switching your perception in some areas and maintaining your perception in some areas. Maybe right now there are areas of your life where you are absolutely smashing it. Remember, when we think about manifesting 2024 goals, it doesn't have to be different things. It can be maintaining things. It can be continuing things that are working really, really well. It doesn't always have to be about new things and changing things. So, tip one, remind yourself that your perception is your reality and focus on choosing to perceive situations in a way that is in alignment with the things you want to manifest. Right. Tip number two, set some goals. Now, you probably thought I should have done this as tip number one, but I didn't want this list to be set some goals, get clear on what you want, create a vision board, because those things are all amazing, but I wanted this list to be slightly different. But I think it would be wrong of me not to include some focus on you need to know what you want. If you want to manifest things quickly, there is no point just drifting and coasting and having rough and general ideas and hoping that it will all miraculously come to you, because potentially the things you want are hovering in your reality, but because you're not certain what it is you want, you're not telling your reticular activating system that those things are important, so you're not seeing them yet. The things you want could be on the periphery. They could be right next to you, but because you haven't set a clear, specific, focused goal, you can't see them yet. And how annoying would that be to know that maybe the goal that manifests for you in July 2024 could have happened in January if you'd been more clear, if you'd been more focused, if you'd really decided what it is you want. So don't drift, be clear. Be focused and know that it's safe to ask. It's safe to dream. It's safe to kind of say to yourself, these are the things that I really, truly want and desire. Now, I created a TikTok post, I think, a TikTok video, I should say. I need to say something about that. I will in a second. I created a TikTok video a little while ago about how we manifest what we expect. And someone commented and saying, but what about when it then doesn't show up? And I understand this perspective. I understand the sort of, it's safer to be pessimistic because that's wired into us. That was what kept us alive back in caveman times. I really need a better word for that, don't I? But caveman times. Because the pessimism protected you. And most of us in our subconscious have that need for protection, that need for, I've got to protect myself. I've got to keep myself safe. I can't dream too big. But what about if you flipped it to that phrase, if you shoot for the moon and miss, you will end up in the stars. What about saying, I don't want to limit myself. I want to be in that sort of Disney magic type world, because actually imagining it's going to happen, visualizing it's going to happen, being in the headspace that I get to have all these incredible things is going to feel so good that if I aim for a 10 and get a 6, that's amazing, because a 6 is still incredible. And then from a 6, I can go to an 8, and then from an 8 to a 10, and I will get there. Rather than saying, I only deserve a 4. I don't deserve to ask for a 10, so I'm going to ask for a 5 and I'm going to get a 3. Now, I'm just using a scale of 1 to 10 to kind of give you an idea, but I want you to set some goals that actually excite you. Not because you think, oh, right, I have to have a money goal, I have to have a health and fitness goal, I have to have a personal goal, a lifestyle goal. No, if that doesn't light you up, don't do it. Why bother? Because if your subconscious isn't excited, isn't motivated, if there isn't a positive incentive to it, then you're going to make things really hard for yourself. I will say that for some people, and sometimes just having the satisfaction of doing something is enough. Sometimes for people, it's like, I want the satisfaction of doing something that's hard. Well, that's okay, because that's still going to drive you. That's going to motivate you. You're going to feel really excited to do it, even if the actual goal doesn't really light you up. But you need some form of drive behind your goals. Otherwise, you're just sort of paying lip service to the fact that it's January. Or maybe you are doing something because you think you should, your spouse wants you to. I always quote this example, but in my private practice, I use hypnosis and the BWRT technique to help people stop smoking. And one of my first questions is, why are you here? What brings you to this session? And I'm asking because I want to know if that person truly wants it for themselves. Now, it's completely normal to be scared, to be apprehensive, to be unsure. But if someone said to me, oh, my wife said that I have to do this, or my husband or my boyfriend or my partner has said that I need to do this, I've got to stop, then there's no intrinsic motivation necessarily. Now, sometimes it's woven into, and they're saying, and as a result, I'm going to choose myself and I really do want to do this. That's slightly different. But if you don't set a goal that you really want, by the second week in January, you're going to be falling behind because you don't really want it. You're not interested. You're not fired up by it. And I'm going to come on to this in kind of one of the other tips. But life isn't linear. 2024 isn't necessarily going to go to a step-by-step plan that you create. And if you actually want to achieve these goals, they've got to be goals that matter to you. So, dream big. Know it's safe to ask. It's safe to dream. Actually get focused, get clear. What is it you want? How do you want to feel? What does that goal look like? Write it down. Get your journal out. Get your notebook out. Whatever it is, grab it and go for it. Now, I just want to say, as I'm recording this, I found out yesterday that someone has decided it would be very nice of them to essentially clone my TikTok and pretend to be me. Now, I would absolutely hate someone to, I don't like the word hate, I would be so upset if someone followed this profile thinking it was me, sent this person money, bought a course, signed up for something, thinking it was me, and ended up in a not great situation. So if you follow me on TikTok, my only TikTok is at victoria.maskell with two L's. My name is spelled with two L's. This person has been reaching out, saying that they're from Manchester. I'm not from Manchester. Saying that they're me. Obviously, they've used my profile picture. They've used my bio. They have used all my videos. And they are, I think, trying to sell some form of cryptocurrency. I don't do anything to do with cryptocurrency. You won't get any links from me that say that. I think, luckily, if you click on their bio, it will take you to some kind of Telegram group or email, and you'll see that the email has nothing to do with me, Victoria Maskell. So please just be really, really careful. I was lucky that I found out about them. Unfortunately, I can't report them because they've blocked me, and therefore I can't report them because I can't click on their profile to click the report button. All very, very clever. I'm sure it will be absolutely fine. I just wanted you to be aware. If you do follow me on Instagram or TikTok, it's at victoria.maskell, spelled with two L's. So just be really careful. If you're ever unsure, send me an email or send me a DM on Instagram and I can send you a voicemail. A voicemail? How old am I? A voice message back, and you know that it will be me. So please stay safe out there. That sounds weird. Stay safe, kids. But do just, you know, if you're ever not sure, if not just me, but other people, there are ways of checking things, and unfortunately people are choosing to steal content and put that they're Victoria Maskell Limited when they are not. There is only one Victoria Maskell Limited, and she is recording this podcast right now in her dressing gown, and it is 2:30 in the afternoon because that's how I roll. Okay, point three then of how to manifest your 2024 goals. This kind of does follow on from the second one, actually. I want you to choose to let go of your limits. Now, like I was saying, limits are often things that we have experienced or presumed or in some way built into our subconscious mind for protection. We create limits based on what we're told often as children, let's be honest. If you think of the five-year-old who's in primary school and they're asked the question, what do you want to be when you grow up? What do those children say? They often say amazing, incredible things like, and obviously not limited to this, but I want to be a ballerina. I want to be the prime minister. I want to be an astronaut. I want to be a doctor. I want to be a teacher. I want to be a vet. Some of them say, I want to be a stay-at-home mummy. Like, but they do it based on what they truly want and they truly desire, because at that really young age, they haven't built up the limits yet because they're still learning. They're still experiencing life. Then what I see happen is that children sort of get a bit older, and then adults, rightly or wrongly, I'm sure it always comes from a good place, start saying things like, well, and the well is sort of, but is that possible? Should you have a slightly different dream? And I know this happens a lot for people in the creative space. So people who want to be musicians, actors, painters, artists, all of those sorts of things. And there's that phrase, the starving artist. There's people who are saying you'll never make it in TV, you'll never make it in film, you won't be an actor. And I'm sure there is some reality to it, in that not everyone can be a premiership footballer. Not everyone can be an actor on Broadway. Not everyone can have a number one song. Okay. However, I want you to think about where you're limiting yourself and whether it's actually doing you a disservice. Because if we are saying to ourselves, I can't have that, that's not for me, that's too big a dream, I can't have that much money, I can't have that great a relationship, I can't feel that good in my body, what is that actually doing? How is that actually benefiting you? Again, this might come into that pessimism, that protection, I guess, but is it really worth it? Are there limits to what you believe is possible in terms of money, manifesting, your body, your health, all of these things, based on past experiences that are actually stopping you, that are holding you back from manifesting amazing things? So in this point, I want you to think about, right, what are my old patterns and stories? What are my money patterns? What used to be true? And where is that now holding me back from something new in 2024? Where have I got maybe, past relationships that have given me information, they've given me experiences that are very real, but that I'm now using as a way of holding myself back, limiting myself, that actually don't need to be true now? Because again, we always get to choose. When we get to set new goals, we get to switch our perception of a situation and say, okay, well, that happened. That was true then. I'm now creating a new reality and I'm not going to limit myself. I'm not going to hold myself back. Sorry, you can tell that I haven't spoken on the podcast for some time. I've just had to quickly stop for a water break because my voice was cracking. So where are these limits holding you back from incredible, amazing 2024 goals that are perfect for you? And I'm going to say again, that doesn't mean that you have to desire £1 million or you have to desire being the most successful person. It's about saying, what do I truly want and where am I telling myself I can't have it because I'm limiting myself? What would happen if you released those limits? What could you achieve? What could the next year be like if you released those limits, said, I don't want those past experiences to take away from my new experiences? What would that be like? Okay, now before we go on to tip four, I just want to let you know that if this is exciting you, if you are like, right, I am ready for January, I'm a little bit scared, I'm a bit apprehensive, I don't feel prepared, but I'm excited, then the January Manifestation Kickstart Challenge is perfect for you. We are going to start this on the 1st of January, but the link is actually available now for you to sign up, and you can actually get started straight away because I've created a bonus workbook for you that is going to get you in that right headspace. So if maybe over the next few days you've got some downtime, if you're sort of thinking, oh, it's this weird time between Christmas and New Year and I don't know what I'm going to do, this challenge is perfect for you. So the main content is dropping from the 1st of January all the way to the 7th of January. So I will be holding your hand through that first week in January, which can be a little bit of a tricky time. And you can get started straight away by using the bonus workbook to get you into that right headspace. So I'm going to leave the link in the show notes, and the link is in my Instagram bio to join the January Manifestation Kickstart Challenge. It is just £22 to join us. Now there's going to be daily content dropping, as I said, from the 1st of January, but there is a little added bonus with this challenge because I've created a Telegram group, and you can actually join the Telegram group as soon as you join the challenge, so you don't have to wait until the 1st of January. This means that you get to join the community of the other people who joined the challenge. You get to feel accountable. You get to feel supported. I'm going to drop in there with audio messages of motivation, positivity, again, keeping you accountable for all of the daily actions so that you feel really supported about all the things you are going to manifest in 2024. So if you want to join the January Manifestation Challenge, the link will be in the show notes. If you're ever not sure, just send me a message and I will send you the link. So technically, that could be my fourth tip for how to manifest your 2024 goals, because this challenge is all about how to manifest, how to get rid of your self-sabotage, how to let go of those limiting patterns, doubts, how to understand what you want, how to get into alignment. All of that good stuff is happening in the challenge. If you want any more details, drop me a message. Right. Number four. So the fourth tip, I want you to ride the manifestation wave. Now, there are always ebbs and flows in life and definitely in manifestation. Think about what usually happens in the first week of January. What do people do? They join a gym. They start a diet. They stop drinking. They tell themselves, I'm going to be super tidy and organized. I'm going to go for a walk every day. I'm going to do my 10,000 steps. I'm going to read a chapter of my book every single day. Often there's this like, yes, I've got so much drive and motivation and everyone's doing it. And then what happens? Life kicks in. Your subconscious habits and patterns come back to the surface. It gets harder. It gets more difficult. You lose that motivation. There is a natural ebb and flow. Now, when you follow my steps for manifestation, there doesn't have to be such of an ebb, but don't be fooled by thinking that when you are setting your goals, when you are in 2024, don't be fooled into thinking that if things aren't showing up, that it's not working. This is one of the big mistakes I see, that people set a goal, they feel really driven, they feel motivated, and then when it doesn't show up, they start to think, I've done it wrong, it's not going to happen, I can't do this. They then fall back into those old habits and patterns. And we all have habits and patterns. That's how our brain works. We have to have this to make life easier, to make things more automatic. But I want you to think about riding the wave. When you've set your really clear goals, you know why they matter to you. You know why you're investing your time, your emotions, your effort into them. And it's okay if you have some days where you don't feel completely driven and motivated. And it's okay if you have some moments of self-doubt or the manifestations aren't showing up. Actually, I think one of the best things you can do is know that there will be certain times where you need to rest, where you need to slow down, where you need to reflect and recharge, and actually that will get you closer to the things you want to manifest. So rather than thinking, oh, I'm doing it wrong, I'm not putting in enough effort, saying, okay, maybe today I am being called to slow down. And in this slowing down, I will recharge, and then tomorrow I'll come up with a great idea for my business. Or tomorrow I will have that different perception of this situation so that I can handle it, so that I can deal with it, so I can be a better partner, or I can be better with money, or I can be a better friend, or whatever that might be, or just better to yourself. Let's also remember, we need to be our own best friends sometimes. So what you do in the ebb of 2024 is just as important as what you do in the flow. And this is really based on the law of rhythm. So if you look around in the UK right now, we are in winter, things are colder, it is darker, the days are shorter. There will be a time in the summer where it's warmer and brighter and the days are longer. And that ebb and flow and that rhythm and that cycle continues in nature. But we're so socialized, I think, into push, 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 hustle, 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 go, 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 don't slow down, that when we actually need to slow down, we feel guilty or we feel bad or we think, oh my gosh, I'm doing it all wrong. What's going on? But actually, being in the moment, feeling the rest, feeling the recharge, that sounds odd, could be the best thing you do for the things you want to manifest. So use that law of rhythm. Now, the fifth one, I've realized this is going to be a quite a long episode, guys. So I hope you've got yourself a nice drink, you're on a walk, you are sat down, you are listening to this and kind of taking some notes. The fifth one comes from a quote that I absolutely love. And it's, if it doesn't open, it's not your door. I'm just going to say it again. If it doesn't open, it's not your door. Now, how this links to you manifesting your 2024 goals is, I want you to focus on staying true to what you want. And this is why setting those clear, focused, specific goals that aren't limited, that aren't based on old patterns and stories and habits is so important. Because when you know what your heart truly desires, what matters to you, what is aligned, what is based on your core values and principles, you will be able to focus on that, but without being blinkered to it having to come in a specific way. So what I'm saying in this tip is, focus on the feeling you want to have. So I don't know, let me give an example. Maybe it's around money. Maybe it is that you want £100,000 this year, or $100,000, or you want your first £100,000 month or something like that. Okay, doesn't matter what the number is. Absolutely, if that is something that lights you up, makes you feel successful, excited, passionate, brilliant, and if it doesn't show up in the way that you thought it would, stay focused. Stay true to your goal, because maybe that's not your door. Maybe that's not your vehicle. Maybe that's not the way it's going to happen for you. But focusing on the goal and why you want it will allow it to come to you in unexpected ways. Now, I've definitely been in that situation where I've convinced myself that something is going to manifest in a certain way. I've been like, yeah, I can see the signs. I've got the synchronicities. It's going to happen like this. And it hasn't happened. And then I've felt really lost, if I'm honest, in the past, because that didn't make sense to me. But when I got that quote of, if it doesn't open, it's not your door, it made me think of a line of doors, a room that was just doors. And it's like, well, that one's locked, but that one's not for me. That's for someone else. And if I follow that path, I'm taking someone else's path, but also not taking my own path. So I don't want that door that's closed. I don't want that opportunity that's not mine, because I'm disallowing my actual door. Because when I get to my actual door, it's going to be incredible. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be perfect, because it's exactly meant for me. I'm almost picturing I'm trying to open the purple door and I'm like, yeah, it's purple. I like purple. That's great. But by trying to do that, I'm missing out on the beautiful pale pink door or the black and white door that is over there that's actually mine. I'm wasting time, I'm wasting focus, I'm wasting energy when the thing that's for me is just round the corner. I just have to close my mind to the purple door, leave it for someone else, know that it's not my path, and pivot my energy, pivot my actions, turn around, change my perception again. Here we go. And my door will be there. But what has to happen is you have to stay true to the bigger picture, the bigger goal, the bigger why. And this is why having an understanding of the feeling you want to create in 2024 is so key. It's so much more than just, I want to remember to change the tea towels in my kitchen every 3 days. It's like, okay, that's great, but why? What is the bigger reason behind that? Is it because it proves that you can break a habit, and the idea of breaking a habit is really important to you because it gives you a feeling of I'm in control of my life? Now that is something that will motivate you. Having to just change your tea towels every 3 days in your kitchen probably isn't that motivating. So think about, what is the bigger why? What is the deeper reason behind what you want? And focus on that. Use that as that driver. So when a door closes, just remind yourself that it's not your door and that your door is around the corner. And when you stay focused to what you want, that door will show up for you. Let's just do a really quick recap. So tip number one, remember that your perception is your reality and that you need to focus on choosing a perception that meets the reality that you want to have in 2024. Number two, set some goals. Don't just drift. Be clear, be focused, be specific. Shoot for the moon, and if you miss, you will end up in the stars. Number three, choose to let go of your limits. Decide that some of these old stories and patterns are outdated, you don't want them, you don't need them, and you are going to choose to go bigger. Whatever bigger might mean around money, love, your health, your business, whatever that might be. 3.5, come and join the January Kickstart Challenge. I had to sneak it in there, didn't I? We start on the 1st of January, remember. It's all about manifesting your 2024 goals. So if you've loved this episode, you will love that. The link will be in the show notes, or pop over to my Instagram, which is at victoria.maskell. Two L's, remember, same on TikTok. And click the link. Right, number four. Ride the manifestation wave. Know that there will be ebbs and flows in 2024. Know that that is totally okay. Rest is important. Recharging is important. Reflecting could actually give you time to pivot and go in a new, even better direction while staying true to the things you want to manifest. And number five, if it doesn't open, it's not your door. Now I'm going to give a word to represent the end of the episode, and it's going to be snowflake. So if you've listened all the way to this at the end of this episode, let me know by sending me an email or an Instagram message or something like that with the word snowflake. I hope you all have the most amazing festive period wherever you are in the world. Have a fabulous time, and I will be back very soon with another podcast episode. Take care, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this content, I would so love it if you could leave me an iTunes review. You would totally make my day, and you'd help this podcast to reach other listeners just like you. And if you know someone who this content would help, then please share it with them. Share the love, share the positivity. I hope you all have a wonderful and prosperous day, and I will see you all in the next episode.